You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 197. And today on the show, I want to talk to you a little bit about why your story matters, why you have a story, even though you think, or maybe thinking, geez, I don't have a story. Who's going to listen to me? You know, who cares about what I have to say? Everybody else's story is better and those type things. I want to share with you why your story matters and how to develop that story. So stay tuned. That's what we're going to talk about on today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Ulmer, and welcome back to this edition of the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. Today, I am going to be sharing some ideas with you about why your story really does matter in your direct sales business as you build your business and as you attract and appeal to other people. If you're looking for coaching, my one-on-one coaching, as well as my inner circle coaching, group coaching on social media and network marketing are open. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach to find out details about that. And so good stuff there, which is kind of what prompted today's show. I just about an hour ago got off the phone with one of my coaching clients, and I won't reveal her name to protect the innocent, but let's just call her Susie. Susie is a fabulous, fun 73-year-old woman who is widowed and has been for the last 3 years and is dipping her toe into network marketing for the first time. And she hasn't worked in 50 years. Let me rephrase that. As a mom and as a stay-home mom, I get that. She hasn't worked outside the home in over 50 years. She, you know, went to business school, learned how to type, do all that kind of stuff, got a job. And then, as she told me so cutely, it led her to her husband. And she became a mom, a stay-home mom, and a wife and a homemaker and all that other stuff, and has been doing that for the last, 50-some years. And about 3 years ago, her husband passed away, and for a number of reasons, she decided to stick her toe into direct sales and network marketing. And now she's, like many of us are, she's fumbling with the pieces, trying to make things fit, and struggling with overcoming her fears and all those type things that we do. And who should she talk to? And is she doing it wrong? And, you know, wondering about social media. I mean, bless her heart, she's on Facebook. I admire her for that. And if you're listening to this, Susie, you know who you are, even though that's not your real name. I would love to hear from you. Your story so inspires me. But we were talking a little bit about a blog, potentially not right away, but on down the road after she's done some other things, and really sharing her story. And, you know, as I was getting to know her better and listening, I was thinking to myself, there are thousands and thousands of women and men who are out there in the same boat that she's in. They, women especially, and especially in that generation who, you know, maybe, well, certainly they graduated high school, maybe went on to college or business school or something, got a job, met a man, got married, started having kids, and stayed home and raised the family and did all that for all these years. And as we know, typically women outlive men, which happens most often. And that's the situation that a lot of women are running into. And they're either being forced back into the business world to subsidize retirement or subsidize life insurance policies or subsidize the finances because they're healthy, they're going to be around a lot longer, and, you know, they're worried that the money's going to run out. Or maybe they're lonely, they're bored, they need something to do, they want something to do. Which kind of reminds me, if you haven't seen the new movie that's out, The Intern, with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway, it's definitely worth watching, especially if you're interested in social media, which I'm guessing that you probably are since you're on here, but it's, you know, it's a story, same thing. A guy in his 70s, his wife passed away, he retired. He retired with plenty of money, but he's just bored. He's, you know, tired of going to Tai Chi classes and doing all this stuff, and he's looking for something to do, and he wants to get back into the workforce, and he finds a program for senior citizens as interns. Anyway, great movie, and it's kind of funny because, you know, he's very old school, has a flip phone, doesn't have a smartphone, has never been on Facebook, different things like that. But it's a fun movie, but it really does paint a point, and it brings me back to Susie's story of having an enormous story. And one of the things that she had kind of expressed is she didn't really feel like she had a story. Like, she said to me, "I love your story, you know, like that you wanted to be home with the kids, and but you wanted to have a business too, and so you figured it out, and you figured out the internet and all that kind of stuff." And it's funny, and I was thinking, yeah, I have a great story, and I love my story now, you know, but I struggled like everybody else at times, thinking, who wants to hear my story? What's going to impact other people with my story? I mean, now today, you know, as an empty nester, I'm hoping, I love sponsoring young moms who I can mentor, and truly, without any kind of in theory type training, I can literally take them by the hand and teach them how to build a business on social media with, you know, not leaving their home, not leaving their children, which is what I learned to do. And that's what I love doing when I sponsor someone new into my business. I literally can take them by the hand and teach them how to do that if they're coachable. And coachable is the key word. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. But there's, you know, certain keys that have to be in place to do that. So your story is huge, whatever your story is. And my hope is that you do what we call, and that is let your mess become your message. And while you may feel like you're a mess, I was actually watching a YouTube video of a young mom who's building a successful direct sales business, who was talking about how she made the decision to join her company and then kind of played around with it, but realized she had to get serious because she was kind of in a desperate spot. And desperate for her was, she was going to have to make that painful decision to put the kids in daycare, maybe even get a night job so that she could be home during the day, then go to work at night while her husband could be home with the kids, because they needed that extra income. And in her case, they couldn't really afford for her to work and do daycare, but they needed extra income. So her going to work at night, getting a night job, is what was going to provide the extra income. And they were going to have a crazy life, and they were not going to see each other, and she was going to be exhausted during the day with the kids. And, you know, this bright beacon of hope presented itself to her in a direct sales company, and she jumped on, and she knew that, you know, it was make or break it time, that she needed to get serious and buckle down and do the work so that she didn't have to get that night job, put the kids in daycare. That's her story. So she's letting her mess be her message. And that is so powerful. All of us have a mess to some extent, or at least we tend to see it that way. Others don't necessarily see it that way. But when you can let your story really be compelling, not only for you, but sharing it with other people and inspiring them and paving that pathway to let them know that they can do it too, that is really powerful. So for Susie, as I encouraged her to get out in her community and join clubs and meet people, as well as get involved in Facebook groups online, even Facebook groups that are actually of people in her local area where she could potentially meet people, and she could begin to share her story, and she could begin to share that story in a third party way. Whereas when she met people, she didn't have to approach them specifically and say, "Hey, I've got something you may be interested in." But she could use a third-party approach, just sharing her story, what brought her into network marketing, her, you know, 50 years of raising kids and doing all this other stuff, and now here she is developing new business skills, being stretched, being moved out of her comfort zone, but embracing it and doing all of it. How many other people are out there like Susie, like Robert De Niro in The Intern, like I was, you know, 21, 22, almost 22 years ago, looking for a business, like the young gal who I saw in the YouTube video who was in a desperate mode of having to find something so she didn't have to put her kids in daycare. Those stories repeat over and over and over again. And almost all of us, if we'll sit down and just write out our story and look at it objectively, not look at it from a harsh critical eye, but if we'll look at it objectively, wow, we can quickly see that there are dozens and hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and even hundreds of thousands of people all around the world who have our same story, who are going to hear that story or read that story. They're going to somehow come into contact with that story and they're going to say to themselves, this describes me. This is what I'm looking for. I can do this. I can do this. I will do this. I want to do this. So as you may be pondering this and how your story can be written out and who your story might affect, I mean, I want to encourage you to take your ego out of the equation. And by ego, I mean, all of us have an ego, and our ego either, well, our ego typically involves some amount of fear. It's our ego that keeps us fearful of talking to other people because we're worried about what? We're worried about what they may say or think about us. That is your ego talking. Purely your ego talking. That and as I heard, there is no love in fear. So if you work at coming at your business from a point of love, sharing your story from a point of love, of looking at the other person and thinking, I have something that I think might be beneficial to you. I don't know for sure. Only you can know, but I would love to share this with you so that you can make that decision for yourself. When you share your story and you share your message in that way, and you come from a point of love and not fear, it's very, very powerful, and amazing things will show up and amazing things will happen. So spend some time, sit down, write out your story, and think about who might be positively impacted by your story. It's Jackie Almer. Show notes are over at jackiealmer.com/197. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.